eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. What an hour we got ahead. Mm-hmm. Al, I have had a philosophy I have employed at this station for over 30 years.
Okay.
A attractive woman and a guy who's a friend, the man always wants more than a friendship.
Okay.
That is always true. As a result of that philosophy, mm-hmm. I put together an extremely happy couple.
Nice.
That is about to get married. And they will be on later in the hour to thank me for putting them together.
There you go.
Because on the air, in public, acknowledged Al something they had not done. Okay. That the guy in this friendship wanted way more than a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, soon, they will have children.
Well, we don't.
And I'd love to
really?
Believe
you know
in some way.
You jump forward a little.
I had a little bit to do with that as well.
Very little.
Very little. Anyway, on the line right now is a guy who knows everything going out of the NFL. He is brilliant. He has also covered both the Eagles and the Giants in his past from the NFL Network, our good friend Mike Garofalo. Hi, Mike.
Wait, so hold on. So he wanted more than a friendship. What happened? She just decided she was out of options, and that was her best one left. I mean, I need to know the full story.
I'm going to try to get to the bottom of that. But when they came in, this woman was a Phillies ball girl, and she was beautiful. And the guy, nice looking guy, was there, and she said, "No, we've just been friends for years." And I went, "Well, no, that's not the way it works. That may be what you think, but it's not what he thinks." Eventually, I think I broke down that wall, and then they got together.
Well, that's your next career, Ange. I can
yes,
see it
coming. Yes, it is. But anyway, Mike, let's talk about, first of all, I want you to understand, we have employed, starting today on our show, an expedited review system. So if any mistakes are made, we'll break in. Mike, when did this thing come about? Because it all took us by surprise. They overruled quite a number of plays. Was everybody ready? Did they know this was about to happen in the playoffs?
Well, no, they instituted it a couple of years ago, and I didn't understand it at the time, and I still don't understand why sometimes the expedited replay will fix things, and other times the coach is going to have to challenge it.
Yeah.
I did, because the whole point of it was to keep the flow of the game, to not have all these stoppages, and to be able to fix it without the official having to go to the monitor. And I asked the question. I said, well, how are the coaches supposed to know when to challenge and when not to? And we had one of those, I believe it was in the game last night, the Cincinnati game, where it was running down to the two-minute warning. They went to break. And I can't remember if they expedited it or the coach had to throw the flag. But if not for the two-minute warning, he was going to have to make the decision quickly. And I like it. I'm fine with it. I'm having trouble figuring out. And sometimes you see the coach, he'll spike the flag down because he's pissed, because he's like, why are they not fixing this for me? So it's a little confusing, but I like the fact that it keeps things moving.
Well, they did overrule I would say in the course of all these games, maybe a dozen, and they were right. Every time it proved to be right. I went, well, was this available during the season? Because I would like them to review the Goddard face mask they still haven't called. Did they have it? Well, they could have done this during the year, or there's certain plays they won't review.
Yeah, unfortunately, they will not, whether it's coach's challenge or an expedited review. They won't throw a flag. And we tried that a couple of years ago with the pass interference. Okay. That didn't work out. You know, it's just the problem is when you get into that, we're being officiated, or this game's being officiated from above, virtually, by someone who's not on the field. It's just open. And I understand that you're sitting there saying, it's so obvious, why can't we just fix it? Because it's the Pandora's box. Who knows what's going to follow beyond that? So when they can do it objectively, hey, foot was in bounds, foot was not in bounds, first down, not first down, they'll do it that way.
They got a lot right. All right, let's get to this big one Saturday night. You have covered both teams. What do you think of Giants versus Eagles at the Link Saturday night? What are you feeling about that matchup?
I'm feeling, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm feeling like the Eagles are probably saying, oh, well, we would have preferred one of the other teams. Because you've got a Tampa Bay team. Yes, they've got Tom Brady and a bunch of good players, but they've been really sluggish to open the season, or to open games the entire season. They've been falling from behind. Everybody's expecting them to just click, and I haven't seen it. Then you got a Cowboys team that, yeah, there's talent there, but you got to feel pretty good about your chances of playing against them, being that you beat them pretty badly in your own building. And a couple weeks ago with Gardner Minshew, you almost had them beat.
Yeah. Okay.
This is a Giants team that is not as talented as some other teams, but just doesn't make mistakes. The entire season, they are so well coached. They don't beat themselves. They force the other team to beat them to lose the game. They've done a great job of putting Daniel Jones in a position to succeed and minimize his mistakes all season long. Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator, and head coach Brian Daboll have done a really nice job of that. They're good defensively. They're going to pressure the heck out of teams. That's what Wink Martindale does. And Saquon Barkley has been phenomenal. And yesterday there was some kind of extra motivation, or it's just knowing it was the playoffs, that guy just would not be denied. So, yeah, I'd be a little nervous. I mean, I understand the Giants handled them in MetLife Stadium, but Saquon was injured going in. They didn't have him fully that game, and it's actually one of the poorer games I've seen them play. It's a tough matchup, Ange.
All right, well, here's the thing. Ruben Amaro reminds us that our coaching staff, very young last year,
yep,
got smushed in the playoffs in the first round. And Daboll, those guys, they coached a tremendous game yesterday. Mike, do the Giants at the coaching level have an advantage here?
No, I wouldn't say it's an advantage. I like the way that Nick Sirianni and his coaching staff have done things. That's the one thing that's really surprised me about him, is everything I've heard is how organized things are, how well the operation runs, how smoothly it runs, and the way that they're efficient going through their preparation week and their game planning. And, you know, day of, I don't have a lot of complaints about him and his game management. I really don't. I know that there are complaints about Jonathan Gannon, which I don't understand, Ange. I know you've had a few of your own. I know you'd like him to be more aggressive.
How much time do you have?
Yeah. You tell me when your next break is, because I'm sure he's going to blow through it if we get into that one there. But
no, I'm not getting into it, but he hasn't done a good job.
But I will say, on the Giants end, Brian Daboll's a first-year coach, yes, but this is a guy that's been an assistant coach on Super Bowl-winning teams, on teams that have been incredibly successful. He worked with Belichick, he worked with Nick Saban, and he's done a really nice job of taking a little bit from everywhere he's been and implementing it in his first year as a head coach. I think they're doing a heck of a job up here. They really are.
All right, let's talk about the tale of two quarterbacks, because they both went into this year, Mike, not certain they'd be starting quarterbacks by the end of it, and now they're both breakout stars. How did Hurts and Daniel Jones get so good this season? Was it the coaching? What was it?
Yeah, well, let's start with Daniel, because I took a beating, and in the summertime, and I'm wrong a lot, so I'm going to chirp when I'm right, Ange. I did a thing on Good Morning Football. We did a segment, which new coach and quarterback combination is really going to excel this year? And I took Daniel Jones and Brian Daboll, and my co-host for the day, Michael Robinson, loves to corner me at times, and he could not stand Daniel Jones coming into the year. He's saying, so you're saying this is their franchise quarterback? I said, all I said was, Daniel Jones is going to play better this year because of Brian Daboll and this coaching staff, and he's going to set himself up to be the starter for the Giants in 23 and beyond. And that's what he's done. And the reason I felt that way is because he started to cut back on the mistakes previously. He made a ton of them, but you could see it start to slow down a little bit. And I just felt like this coaching staff, what they've done, what Daboll did with Josh Allen, what Kafka did and with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they were just going to put him in a position to succeed this year and play smart. And they really have. And the other thing is, their targets, they're not anywhere in where they need to be from a roster talent standpoint at the skill position. So the fact that he's been able to do what he's been able to do with these guys has been incredible. As for Jalen Hurts, you know, he surprised me to the upside. He did. Coming in, my thing with Jalen Hurts was he works too hard. He's too level-headed. There's no way he's not going to improve as a passer. The fact that he's made such a jump this year has truly been incredible to me. I give that dude all the credit in the world because he's evolved not just as a dual threat, as a guy who can beat you from the pocket. He's done a great job. Now, how healthy is he? That's the question. He's not going to be 100% for this game. That much is clear. You just need to make sure he can do what he needs to do and take the hits that he needs to take to play the style of football that he plays.
All right. One last thing, Mike, because you know the inner workings of football better than any of us. Mike, I'm getting the sense that you don't think this is a great draw for the Eagles and that they're ripe for potential upset. Am I reading it right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The injuries got me a little bit worried and maybe a little flat late in the season. So, yeah.
Wow. Mike Garafalo, a wake-up call to Philly this morning.
South Philadelphia is not going to be happy.
No.
Well, you got to find a way, too, if you're Nick Sirianni, with the layoff and the fact that Hurts had only played the one game out of the last three. You've got to find a way to manufacture some game-type situations in practice this week. Let's see if they throw on the pads or whatever. You don't want to come out flat. So that's the biggest challenge for him and this coaching staff this week. Let's see if I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I see a last possession for somebody here. Call me back later in the week. I may have a pick on this one.
Ooh. Oh, I can't now because you gave me a nervous tick. I'm like nervous. Mike Garafalo, NFL Network. Mike, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.
Al, that was a wake up call. That guy does this for a living.